Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio episode 1147, and this is your old Danny Pena, and this is a special one, a special episode of GTR, because I sat down, and also Paris has joined me too. We recorded an interview with the senior partnership at Elgato, Miguel Lazaro, and he's a good friend of ours. He's been huge supporters of GTR, and they've always been sending us products, Elgato products, for us to make the configuration even better, not only for the podcast, but also for the stream. But Elgato announced just a couple minutes ago, they announced multiple products is coming out very, very soon. Actually, by the time you listen to this, you can go right now and buy these products. And we sat down with Miguel, and we talked about it. You know, why, you know, what made them decide to release these products. And we asked them, like, the features and everything. And it was a great, great conversation. You know, even Paris asked about the new webcam. It's called Facecam, actually, which is really, really good, that camera. I have that. We talked about the new Wave XLR. So let's say you have an XLR mic. You could use this as a mixer, because I have the Rodecaster Pro, which is good. It's pretty big and everything, right? But I just don't have the space right now at the moment. But I think with the new mixer that's out now from Elgato, I think that's going to help me so much on connecting my mic there. My Shure mic, XLR, is going to be phenomenal. So I can't wait. But I can't wait for you guys to listen to this interview. And make sure to listen to it. And if you like these products, go to Elgato and everything is there, man. So, and please let us know your thoughts. This is a special episode. So, we are planning to have more content next week and everything. You could also watch us live on Twitch. So, twitch.tv/gamertagradio. But yeah, go head over right now to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our past episodes. And you could also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. And make sure to follow, subscribe, and also post your review. If you would like to be part of our family discussion, we get a lot of tweets, people also on Discord saying what's up and everything. But yo, we waiting for the questions, guys. I'm waiting for your questions. How are we going to answer questions if you don't send us questions, you know? Now, but we do have a couple audio that I have here, but it's good to get also new ones too, man. So keep it up. Please send us questions, and I'll definitely put it on the podcast. I will do a whole episode of GTR only based on questions. But it's up to you guys. So you want more content, more great discussion, I'm leaving it all to y'all. So here's how you could be part of our fan mail discussion or segment. Check it out.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so before we go to the interview, I want to mention this for those who are listening. My third session on Bright Podcasting 101 is happening July 20th at 5:30 p.m. This is all going to be about content creation and platforms, and also all about Q&A. If I was you and you're interested about learning more about just podcasting in general, and you have a lot of questions about podcasts, I get questions all the time on Twitter and other places too, social media, and also email. This is your opportunity right now. So this is what you could do. While you're listening to this episode, there's going to be a special link under the description of this one, of the episode 1147. There you could sign up, or you could reserve your spot right now. And the last two sessions have been phenomenal. Both sessions was This is reviews based on the people that attended the event. 4.9 out of 5. And the second was 4.8 out of 5. So a lot of them also coming back next week, July 20th, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's going to happen there. And I hope to see you there. All right, so let's go with our interview with Miguel and Elgado, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we have a special guest here from Elgado, Boricua himself, Miguel Lozada. What's up, Miguel? How's everything, man?
Miguel Lozada. Yeah, it's good. How's it going, man? You guys getting all the Xbox packages, I see. Especially you, Paris. You're like an Xbox warehouse.
Yeah, big time, right?
Just
big
a little
time.
Bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit. No, but Miguel, I'm very excited to talk to you, man, because this is like our first time, you know, sitting down and just talk about like Elgado. First of all, you guys have been huge supporters of ours, you know, been sending us products, which has been helping, especially me, to create better content, you know, with the products that you guys have. So I just want to say thank you for all the help and everything, you know.
Big fan, you know, we like to see all creators use our stuff, obviously, but our biggest goal is just to help you guys create easier, right? More production, higher production quality, stuff like that. So,
But let's talk about the new announcements that you guys have, especially the face cam product from you guys. Like how's that different from like other webcams and we'll go from there, man.
How's it different? And, you know, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but, you know, we believe in our products. This was actually not just like any of our products are usually in development for a long time. This one's like 2-3 years easily. You know, we never want to come to market with just something, right? We're not just like, let's slap a new case over and call it a day. You know, a lot of thought. A lot of upgrades compared to anything else in the industry out right now. We really, really, really believe in our products. But of course, the butter of our products is the secret sauce, I guess, right? Is our software. So our software is like none other for a lot of our products, but this one especially, how you can control different variables, different settings to get that perfect lighting, that perfect ISO, right? So kind of like a DSLR, but you know, something you don't see elsewhere is, and that's where we're probably most excited is because it's launching with great support. And just like all of our other products like Stream Deck and other products, post-launch support is also probably, I would like to say, one of the best in the industry or just overall, right? Like, I don't think the only other company I think does so many upgrades is Apple, right? Like, Apple is always like, firmware, this and that, let's update this. Mm-hmm. But a lot of, you know, products launch and they just stay kind of sort of static or patches, right? Like fixes versus actual quality of life improvement. That's what we like to focus on. So
yeah, good. Paris?
Yeah. So one thing that I'm, and if you watch me on camera right now, you can see I have my mic arm right now. You're coming out with those two mic arms, the high profile and the low profile. Can you kind of talk about those a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, those are the ones I'm personally most excited for. I've never liked, you know, like you have the in. I never liked that look. I just never liked it naturally. For the low profile, it was almost impossible to do unless you paid about $600. So for the longest time, that's what I had. A lot of people would always look at my stuff and be like, what's that mic arm you have? And I'd be like, I'll tell you, but just fair warning, $600. And they're like, what? Yeah. You know, so the low profile one is something that, you know, I'm super excited for all creators to finally have, right? Because it's out of the way, right? The mic isn't obstructing anything. You know, if you really want it in your face, you can, or if you want to move it out, you can. You have control. You can also slide it away, you know, push it in. So we're really excited for both. The traditional mic arm, I guess you would say, the boom arm, the high one, has a cool little thing with this pull. So with mine, I actually have it as a overhead camera for unboxings and stuff. And with the pole, it's like an extender pole. You can raise it and then it'll go over your monitor easier. So whereas like most of them, if you try to do that, it doesn't really do it too well because it starts bending right away, the angle. So we put some thought into it. Cable management too is something we thought, you know, we want to make it clean. You guys have clean. And then the traditional one comes with weights. So depending on the mic arm, right? Some mics are light, so the mic arm can either adapt to like a lighter or heavier mic, and you just switch out the weight. So, and $99.99 is the wow, I butchered that. $99.99 is the price, and I'm super excited for that. I think that's a great price. You know, production quality coming to all types of creators at a good cost, I think. So I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, that's definitely the low profile one was the one that got me excited when I saw it. I go, man, that is going to be perfect because just the way my setup is, I can literally, and you even showed that in part of the presentation, came right up from under one of my monitors right in front of me. You don't have to see the arm at all. You know, it'd be perfect for on-camera presentation. So, yeah, I think a lot of people are going to want to jump on that one.
Yeah.
And storing it too, you could push it in too. So that's the other good part is like, like that one. They're static, right? Like they kind of sound stuck in a certain way. All ball mounts on each 360. So it's like a lot of them, you can only go up and down or left or right. So for you can put the mic however you want, right? Like if I wanted to just, you know, like, oh, let me just move up all the way I can. If I move it to the side, I can. There is no limitation on how I can place the mic either. So super excited.
Wave XLR?
So that's an audio interface. You use your Shure, so it will let you use your XLR mics. It gives you access to our Wave interface, Wavelink interface, which is basically the software based mixer. So that one is just kind of sort of, you know, a lot of users already have an XLR mic, right? Some of these mics are really expensive. So we wanted to give creators, again, access to our tools, our software. Software is really, really, you know, the secret sauce. So, you know, a way for you to mix your stuff on board and audio interface. Something cool about that one is the plate's actually customizable. So this is it right here.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
And then
that
you can
that
clip
is,
this off.
Yeah, that is dope.
So we'll have customizable options as well as with the knob. You can take out the knob and change it. So maybe, you know, no timetable yet, but we'll be working with creators to make their own custom one-of-ones. So maybe we'll do, you know, one for you guys where it would be, you know, podcast themed. And then you guys have a cool little one-of-one or I guess three of three, right? Because three of you. So three of three. But still, in the future, hopefully we can do more. So.
Yeah, no, but I want to ask you about this because I know this is the thing that I love to use is a Stream Deck. I find it super easy to not only to stream, but to create content, to control the lighting. Because look, right now, you know, I have the strip light, so I'm always like, I have it in the background. Super easy to control it, right, from that. Now, with the new products, what type of feature are we going to get to see from Stream Deck?
Well, Stream Deck is going to stay the same. Quality of life, I would say, are the upgrades, right? So I have one right here. The dock is the same dock you see on the XLR or XL.
Yeah.
So the Stream Deck XL has like a bigger dock of these. So it's just a smaller one for this one. Different connector, a little bit more better, you know, for cable management and such. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, just like the Wave XLR, we're able to, boom, we'll be able to do custom plates. I think Paris, you might have got like a cyberpunk one, right? That we did, I think. Or
no, I didn't.
You didn't get
that
one.
That's very good.
You got the chair. You didn't get the custom Stream Deck. I think they ran out of those early, but we did some of those, right? And those are more difficult. We had to disassemble the first product, the first Mark One of Stream Deck, and then reassemble them. So this is kind of sort of we'll have some static plates upon release, and we're looking, you know, future. How can we maybe bring full customization? So we'll have like a Miami theme and like a Galaxy theme, just some. You can express yourself a little bit, right? But essentially, hopefully in the future, we bring full customization to everyone.
That would be cool, Paris. You could do one. Well, cock can't cook, right? Something like that.
Oh, yeah. You know that has to happen.
100%. We got you. We'll send you one. You let me know what colors you want. I'll send one just for you. Instead of it saying Stream Deck, it'll say that. It'll say can't cook.
I want to go back to at the top. We talked about the face cam a little bit, but I want to go into a little more. So, like right now, I'm on the camera I'm on. I'm using a Sony A6400. Right. Obviously, right. These things aren't cheap to be able to use. Now, would you recommend to people that are looking to get into the content creation and maybe even with the multi-angle camera support as well? Would the face cam be a great option for both of those?
I would say Elgato is your one-stop shop. We have Epoch Cam, yeah. which has mm-hmm. turns your iPhone into a mobile wireless camera, right? One of the best cameras you have is on your iPhone. It's in your pocket, right? That app is amazing. I use it all the time during calls to show off like products and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really a game changer, right? Like I use it all the time for like presentations. I have to show like how my key lights are set up, everything that's away. What makes this look so good is not in picture, right? I have to show the DSLR or the face cam or the cameras or the lights or the green screen, whatever. So you always have to show external parts, right? So this one, I think, you know, really, if you have an iPhone laying around, I would say is pretty good, right? Even for a secondary, because yeah. I use it for my Pokemon unboxings. I literally just hook it up to a mount, boom, it's there. And then you start getting into, you know, the ecosystem we have fully of face cams, right? So you have face cam, which would be the next step, which would be USB camera, right? Plug and play, easy, right? And then you have Cam Link and then Cam Link Pro. So really, you know, I would say entry level, probably face cam would be the most typical. Epoch Cam for some that want to try it out, right? I think it's also a really good cheap way, right? If you're just starting off and you have an iPhone, like, I don't know about most people, but for some reason, I always have one extra iPhone. I don't know how that happens, but like I always have the previous year. Like I never get rid of it in time. So then, I don't ever sell it or whatever. So, you know, if you have one, you can even find, I think like the iPhone 8 for like $100, you know? So, you know, that's also not crazy expensive compared to, you know, the other options. So I think, you know, Facecam definitely is the easy plug and play entry level, probably, for most, right? So that's the one that, you know, I would highly recommend because it is a commitment, right? Cam Link is a DSLR. It is a lens. It is a dummy battery. It is a little bit more sophisticated, right? And not everybody can afford that. And this is Facecam's way we're hoping to be able to give everybody the best quality possible and the easiest use. So.
No, I have my camera here, and honestly, I love it because I could use this as like a secondary camera and have like a, you know, if I'm like either playing a game, I can have this like facing on top, you know, or changing camera view. So it's really, really cool. I like it, man. But let me ask you this, like for someone that, you know, doesn't know about this, like how, what, because there's been the fans been like fans of God have been like requesting this for like a long, long time. Like how, when will you guys decide like, yo, I think this is like a right time to release something like this for the creators, man? Because this is a pretty cool product, man.
So for face cam, it was just ready. That's our biggest thing. We before we come to market, we care about the quality. We care about the ease of use. We care about issues, right? We're just not going to throw anything out there and just be like, here it is. We'll fix it later. We care, you know, it's, and like I said, 2017, 2018, you know, this has been in the works. So it's not like we just woke up last month I said, let's throw a webcam together. You know, a lot of thought into this. Mm-hmm. You know, the software was something we really wanted it to be different. You know, we wanted to, you know, be able to help a lot of people. And we do listen. We do listen. I think a lot of people think like, oh, we're asking for this. And mm-hmm. we want to bring something more. We just don't want to bring X, right? If somebody goes, we want a mic. You know, people were screaming that for years. And we're just like, we just don't want to bring a mic. Anybody can bring out a USB mic or whatever. Mm-hmm. We want to bring something more. Bam, Wavelink. So we want to make sure it's always more. It's, you know, no other USB mic comes with a built-in mixer software program, right? None. None of them do, and ours does, and it's the same price. So that's value, and that's what we want to bring. We want to bring value. We want to bring quality. Mm-hmm. So decisions really are just, you know, either ready or if the market's ready. This one's more like the product we felt like we were pretty confident in was ready to be, you know, out in the public, and mm-hmm. that's, it's time came.
All right. Paris, you have one more question? You want to wrap it up?
No. I think that was it, because I mean, everything that you talked about, all these products that you're unveiling are awesome. I guess I kind of do a little bit. One, if we go back to the XLR product that you're coming out. So obviously a comparable to that would be the Go XLR. But would you describe this as just basically a more simplified version for people that literally just want to connect up an XLR mic, be able to have a decent mixer? This would probably be a good product for them, I should say.
I think it's a good entry level, right? Yeah. Audio mixing is really intimidating. There's a lot of things. It is simplified through Wavelink. I think also the price point is a little bit cheaper, $149.99 versus I think XLRs go for $250 or $300 or more, right? Yeah. So price point and I think also with Elgato, you get the, I don't want to say security, but the feeling that this just isn't it. You know, a lot of people were like, can Wavelink do this? Can Wavelink do that? Every time we get feedback, we're like, let's see. Can we do that? How can we do that? Good, though. You know, quality. Not just, yeah, sure, let's just throw in this feature and let's pray it works for 50% of people and then the other 50 will make it better eventually, right? So we want it to be accessible, easy, right? So, you know, audio mixing is intimidating. Even with Wavelink just by itself with the USB mic, a lot of people are like, I don't know what's going on here. What are these two audio channels? What's this? What's that? Oh, there's a lot of things going on. I just wanted to record my voice. I'm like, all right, well, then you just use it as a mic. But I think it is a good entry level, on audio interface. It has Stream Deck integration as well. So, you know, you can control things just like you can with Wavelink with XLR. So then again, a nice big ecosystem where, you know, you can use Stream Deck to mute certain inputs or unmute them or make them louder. So essentially, just something user-friendly, production quality. But again, all creators can create something, you know, unique and good. So that's what it brings. But I think for the XLR community, a lot of people already know, right? That is a more sophisticated program or a product. It's a more sophisticated product in a sense of people are a little bit more knowledgeable. They do a little more research, right? It's not plug and play. You do need to get it to work on PC, right? You need some sort of mixer interface or something. So most of those people know. I think it's just, we saw so much feedback as soon as we launched Wavelink with Wave 3. Oh, what about XLR mics? We're like, all right, well, let's figure out something that, you know, obviously if you already have X, sure, mic costs $400-$500, mm-hmm. you know, that's a lot to just let go, right? Like, well, let me just go buy this $160, mic and then this $500 product just sit, across the table from me, right? Like, that's understandable. So it's just a way we're hoping to bring more people into using Wavelink and then obviously building that out too. So,
yeah. Now, Miguel, I just want to say, man, thanks for being here and talk about the new products. Hopefully we can come back in the future if there's any big announcements, in the future. I took a picture of the box, hey, what's inside the box? And everybody's asking.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for your support, too. I mean, it's been great. And thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737 GTR.
All right, so we're back here, Gamertag Radio, episode 1147. Thank you so much to Miguel and the whole Elgato team for not only sending us the products, but also letting us do this quick interview so we could, learn more about their plans and all the stuff that they've been announced now. And I think it was very interesting. And the reason why I wanted to do this is because we have a lot of listeners that they're also content creators. They want to do better on content creation. And I'm going to tell you right now, the products I've gotten from them has completely changed the way I stream and the way how I create content. Even when I do stuff for Telemundo, this is what I use. I use the mic. I use the my cam link, which is connected to my camera, the lighting, everything, even the panels that I have on my wall that helps out to decrease the echo that I have in the room, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, shout out to them. It was a great conversation and I can't wait to do more of these interviews with them in the future. So, But head over to GamerTagRadio.com, listen to our past episodes, and you can also find us on any podcast app. Again, search for GamerTag Radio. We're there. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, and also post your review. If you would like to be part of our fan mail segment or episode, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening to episode 1147. Again, it's summertime. We've been slowly just taking breaks here and there. We are going to come back once we start having a lot more content coming up. Get ready. We have some cool stuff in the future. All right, so just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time, see you next week, y'all. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.